halacha and the laws of mukseh. And Shulchan Aruch in Resh Ayin Tet talks about a menorah or a candelabra or candlesticks that were lit me'erev Shabbat. Therefore, through Ben Hashem Hashot, the oil, the flame was in the candlestick. So that makes those candlesticks mukseh, not only when they're lit, but even after they are extinguished, because since they went through Ben Hashem Hashot, the mukseh was a basis, the sticks became a basis to the oil and the wick and the flame. So therefore they are mukseh for the whole Shabbat. So wherever they are, they remain. So Hanaruch has a question. Let's say Me'erev Shabbat, I placed on the candelabra a loaf of bread. Therefore, I made it a basis, ledvar ha'asur ve'mutar. And therefore, we know the law of a basis that has heter on it, so it has more leniencies to move it around. Shulchan Aruch brings down an opinion that was lenient, but he writes at the end of the halacha Ayin Tet in Sif Gimal ve'en nesmoch alav. You shouldn't rely on such an opinion. The source of that is coming from a Rivash. The reason why Shulchan Aruch is not lenient on it is because he holds, like the Rivash himself writes, that no matter what you're going to put on the candlestick, the flame is always more hashuv. To make a basis that bar heter, you have to put something that's either equal to the isur or more important. The Rivash clearly himself writes that since Ben Hashem Hashot, you need the net to be there for the mitzvah. You don't need the bread, Ben Hashem Hashot, when mukseh kicks in. So therefore, the bread that you're going to place on it clearly is not going to be as important as the net is Ben Hashem Hashot, when mukseh kicks in. Therefore, it's not going to help you even if it's hashuv lechem. The Megem Raham that the Mishnah Berurah brings down says another Sivara, that since the main purpose of a menorah is to hold the shalhevet, that's what it's made for, it's not made to hold bread. So therefore, no matter what bread you put on it, it's not going to change the main function of a menorah, therefore it cannot become a basis. So there's really no way, according to Shulchan Aruch, to take this menorah and load bread on it and make it a basis and varetelu isur. Just as a note, we had a problem and a question with Hakam Ben Sion's ruling in Or Letzion Bet in Perek Yud Chet. I think it was Teshuvah Kaf Aleph. The note there on the bottom at the end, he writes that if you put a piece of bread that's hashuv, it's okay. We didn't understand it because from Maran it's mashma that even if you put a piece of bread that's hashuv, it's not going to work to the sivarot that we gave. Either because the Magen Avraham's reason, Mishnah Berurah said, the ner, the candelabra, or the candles were made for that, made for a flame, they weren't made to hold bread, or because of the Rivash's reason that since Ben Hashem Hashot, when it went through the Ben Hashem Hashot, the main thing you needed was the ner for the mitzvah. So, Sarich Eyur on that paragraph of Chamben Sion. Our discussion today is different. Our discussion is that many people buy a tray and they put the tray underneath the candlesticks. We want to know, can I place bread on the tray or jewelry or something hashuv on the tray and that'll make a basis nadvar isur v'heter. Shlomo Zalman Oyebach makes a hiluk between the candlesticks and the tray itself. The candlestick, since its main function was for the flame, and it's constructed like that, so you're right, you cannot make it a basis for bread. But the tray can be used for many things. It happened to be you bought it for to put the candlesticks underneath it, but its shape and its usage can be for many uses. Like we said, it's multi-functional. And therefore, we want to say that we're not going to say that just because Maran was Mahmir that you cannot make the basis leheter on a candlestick. That's going to say them also on a tray. Adrabai says on the tray, it'll be permissible. So therefore, halakha lemaaseh, that if a person takes a piece of bread, let's say, before Shabbat, and he places it on the tray where the candlesticks are, after the candles go out, and now he needs the place where the tray is, and he can't shake the menorah off because he needs the place, he can lift up the tray with the bread and the candlesticks and move it to the place where he, you know, wants wherever he needs to place them, as long as he needs the place, you know, the table, let's say, when they set the table to put the food on it. So again, Hazara, to make a basis that vareter in isur from the menorah itself, in the smoch alav Maran says. Masha'enken, to make a basis that isur veter to the tray, the magash that's underneath it, is what to rely on. Rav Shlomo Zalman is mekel on this. Again, Rav Eliyashiv was also mekel, but he had one caveat. He said, so long as you put the bar hetir on the tray every week, and you have to show that you use it for that. Okay, so matov, if a person wants to rely on that hetir, to always leave, you know, put a davar hetir that's chashuv on it. And that'll allow him to move the tray with the sticks in the place where he needs the place after it goes out.